Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A popular local dining establishment apparently is changing owners. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, Wichita's Nuda Diner has sold. Timory and Patrick Chibley have sold the 13-year-old restaurant at Kellogg and Market that has become a city icon for its breakfast and brunch menus to Jay and Jeff Miller, owners of the three local Five Guys franchises. The Chibleys will remain at the restaurant through June 15th. Nuda, of course, became a bit of a national name with all the mentions on ESPN telecasts, People magazine mention, and, of course, visit by notables such as Harrison Ford. End of an era, but the business does continue. The Derby mixed-use project that includes $150 to $180 million worth of hotel, Crystal Lagoon, beach, retail, dining, apartments, and senior living is undergoing public infrastructure improvements and initial site plans. Derby Shores, of course, is the name of the 75-acre project that is using Starbonds incentives. Infrastructure on the lagoon portion of the complex continues, and senior living plans along Patriot Avenue near Rock Road are ongoing. Developers Dave Murfin, Rick Warner, and Rodney Steven are planning 50 senior living units. And the sequel project to Vantage Point Properties, Avante Apartments at 37th Street North and Ridge Road, is scheduled to open its first apartments this summer. The second project is called Ovation, named as such as a tribute to the success of the 372-unit Avante complex that opened first. Ovation will be 252 units, and a project permit lists the value at $18.9 million. The entire complex is scheduled for completion in the summer of 26, according to Vantage Point CEO Paul Jackson. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, in your opinion, what's the secret to Nuda Diner's success? I mean,
I don't go often, but when I do, I just think the food is so rich and so delectable. I just think it's something you have to go and experience, and you love it, and you may not want it every day unless somebody can find a menu item that just doesn't want you to take make you want to take a nap every day.
So good chow. Good chow.
It's the same reason homegrown is popping. People love breakfast food.
Yeah.
That's exactly right too. Yes.
And it isn't bad that they position themselves but having these celebrities come in. You know, everybody wants to go to some place and maybe see a celebrity, right?
And I know Ted is busy during Shocker basketball games, but the number of mentions they've had by ESPN telecasts over the years has been phenomenal. Mark Adams has helped their business, and some of the other guys who come through town for basketball games.
So then why is it that we're not dummies here, but why is it that Steve and Ted are basically completely unknown throughout the rest of the world? We're just completely anonymous. Nobody knows about us. Can we get an ESPN mention or something?
You undersell yourselves.
Yeah, I said, I'll tell you what, if we had a five-star French dip associated with our show, we'd be nationwide famous, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Kirk, one thing we've noticed over the years, Ted and I, we've got a television screen in here, and when we watch the network TV shows, and they got four or five people in the network shows, and they're all knocking down, I don't know, $2 or $3 million, whatever. And all they do is eat. People bring them the dishes. Yeah, we'll try this. Well, that's good. You know, what does that take? That doesn't take a genius. I know guys bucking rivets out at Boeing who can do that. Why are
and
they
then they spend the rest of their day working that off, so they look that good the so next day when they're shoving stuff in their mouth.
This is true. This is true. But Ted and I have decided, you know, if the network ever calls, my gosh, I can eat for a living if they could do it. Yeah, get a couple $3 million. How about it? All right. On a serious note, today is Insect Repellent Awareness Day. Everyone has been bitten by an insect before, and while many insect bites are nothing more than discomfort, some lead to illness, and you can get stuff like malaria, things like that, deadly diseases. I don't use repellent. I haven't had a problem with that over the past few years. When I was a kid, I remember mosquitoes used to eat us up, at least my family and me. But anymore, I don't see that many mosquitoes. How about you?
I'm the same way, and I wonder if it's because we are old and they don't like our blood anymore. They like the youngster's blood.
That could be it. Could be just yeah. Just one more message. You're getting older when the mosquitoes will not bite. That's good to know. Thank you, Kirk. We'll see you down at the Doodah Deli here in a few hours, all right? You're buying. That's the Wichita Business Journal update, of course, with editor Kirk Steminoff. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Go to Major League Baseball after a day off. The Kansas City Royals are back at it, just hitting the other side of the state, visiting the second-place St. Louis Cardinals tonight in interleague play. And the Royals have lost 6 of their last 9. The Cardinals have won 6 of their last 9. Cardinals are really good at home at Busch Stadium, 19-8 on home field. But the big story for the Royals is they're calling up their big slugger from the minor leagues, Jack Caglione, 22-year-old outfielder, last year's first-round draft pick out of the University of Florida. Caglione now up in the big leagues for the Royals, probably making his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. Jim Bowden spoke about this whole thing on SiriusXM MLB Network Radio.
Home runs. They are dead last. As a team, they've only hit 34 homers. And the team that's 29th in home runs are the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they've got 9 more home runs than Kansas City. They just lack power. And I think what Cags does is provide that power. Now, I know, you know, it's tough in Kauffman Stadium. It's not a great ballpark to hit homers. Doesn't matter for Cags. Cags hits them like Matt Olson. He hits them a mile. Yeah. There's not a stadium that can contain them. And so now when you're sitting there and you have Bobby Witt Jr., now you have Vinny Pascantino, now you have Salvador Perez, now you add Cags at the back end of that group, now you've stacked 4 hitters. So now this is going to change your whole offense, and what he's going to do is hit that occasional 3-run homer that's a game changer.
Well, that's the hope. This guy hit 35 home runs for the Florida Gators last year, batting .419. That's why the Royals drafted him so high. And he's already mashed 15 home runs and driven in 56 in AA and AAA so far this season before we even get to June. So the Royals hope he can do this at the major league level or something close to it. Yeah. As he most likely will make his major league debut tonight. Royals Cardinals, you can listen live at 6:30. Over on 97.5 and 1240, your home of the Royals, KFH. Minor league baseball after a day off, the Wichita Wind Surge beginning a 6-game week on the road, visiting Northwest Arkansas beginning tonight. The Naturals and the Surge are both among 4 teams that are within a game of first place with 3 weeks to go in the first half of the season. Important games. Wichita at Northwest Arkansas tonight. Start that 6-game series on the road. A little baseball note. The NAIA baseball tournament was won by LSU Shreveport, finishing the season 59-0. They didn't lose one game. And a member of that national championship team, senior outfielder Jackson Searing. He's from Derby. He played at Butler Community College. And in the championship game, he went 2-for-3 and hit the game-tying home run. For LSU Shreveport, which won the NAIA Baseball National Championship 59-0 on the season. How about that? Major League Baseball, the wins don't come very often for the Colorado Rockies, but they got one yesterday, winning on the road in Miami, beat the Marlins 6-4 to snap an 8-game losing streak. The leadoff hitter for the Rockies, left fielder, former Wichita State Shocker, Sam Hilliard, helping out with an insurance run in the top of the ninth inning on Rockies Sports Network.
This ball down the right field line, and it is fair. Sam Hilliard getting it done. Here are scores to make it 6-4. Sam Hilliard coming through.
Sam with a base hit in the ninth inning yesterday, coming through again in the ninth inning today, but this one with an RBI to go with it. So after the base running mistake out at second base, Sam picks up his teammate, says, I got you.
Yeah, Sam Hilliard, the former Shocker, batting .300.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
33 on the season as the Rockies win in Miami, beat the Marlins 6-4. The Rockies have played 60 games this season. They've lost 50 of them. They are 10-50. But they got the win yesterday, and former Shocker Sam Hilliard helping out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.